Lays and Mike Burnup on the call Saturday in Atlanta. We'll get back to the Georgia Tech matchup. You can hear coverage beginning at 10:30 on Fox Sports 910. And also Virginia Tech hoops Friday night, 96-1 the Planet. So we get this right. Basketball opens up Friday against Detroit Mercy, and then there's another game Sunday. So we'll have two games. Man, Buzz not waiting around to get some experience with this team.
No, he's not. This is an aggressive schedule for basketball this year without question, and it opens up that way. You got the Citadel on Sunday night and just one day off in between for a relatively young team with some guys in freshman class that is going to contribute immediately. So, yeah, off and running, and then Tuesday they'll fly to New York, and they've got back-to-back games next week as well. So he was actually just saying that at practice yesterday. He said, guys, we have as many games in November as we do in January. We need to get rolling, and that number is 7 games that they have in the next 3 weeks.
Give me not your starting five, but give me your five guys.
Luck.
Yeah, I was going to say, give me your five guys that you're most excited to see.
Well, let's start with Kerry Blackshear Jr., KJ, as he's known around here, 6'11", who comes back after missing all of last year due to injury. I think he really has the potential to be the ACC's most improved player this year, a comeback player of the year. You can choose which one there. I really felt like he was coming into his own at the tail end of his freshman year, including in the NIT, and felt like he would have made a huge difference last year had he been there. I think he does make a big difference this year in terms of rebounding and defense and giving you a different look off of just your changeable height for everybody else. So I'm going to start with him. Justin Robinson's number two. He's your floor general. I think he has a chance to be one of the top point guards in the ACC this year. I think he's really developed as a player, and although you didn't want to lose Seth Allen, obviously, I think it will allow Justin Robinson to blossom quite a bit this year. So he would be number two. Chris Clark is number three, coming back off of his torn ACL and seeing how much he can do and how early he can do it and what doctors will let him do. But I will say that he looks pretty good, including in that exhibition. Number four is Nikhil Alexander Walker. This guy has the capability of being a one and done. I'm not saying he will be, but that's what he profiles as. And I think he's really gaining confidence by the day in Buzz Williams' system. Look for him to be impactful right out of the box. And number five is Justin Bibbs. I'd love to see him be more assertive. I've gotten to know him more personally over the last few months, and just a guy that you cheer for and a guy that this team, particularly with Ty Outlaw, needs to shoot the outside jump shot and the three-point shot and to allow this space and pace offense to work. So there's five, and you'll notice I left off Ahmed Hill, so that would give you an idea of how deep this team is.
We'll start finding out more answers on Friday night. Check it out on 96.1 The Planet. John Lazor is here. It means we should probably do Lazor's lightning round. Four questions for John Lazor. We got to start off on a somber note because I know you were a fan. As a baseball guy, what made Roy Halladay great?
So many things. I mean, just the way that he conducted his business and the way that he seemed unflappable on the mound, regardless of whether that was with the Jays or the Phillies. You know, and he never really seemed to have that cachet as a superstar like we see now with Clayton Kershaw and whatever. But make no mistake, for a long time, he was one of, if not the best pitchers in the game. It's been a somber mood in my house for the last couple of days because, of course, my fiance Renee is a gigantic Phillies fan, at one time Phillies employee who grazed the same report, I understand, at Roy Halladay. Holidays rehab assignment one time in terms of their social media campaign. So, yeah, it's been a sad day for sure.
Over here as well. Lays, I've had this theme going on all week. We talk about the Heisman in the national media, but the Dudley Award is Virginia's Heisman, given in honor of Bullet Bill Dudley, top Virginia football player. Every school nominates a player right now, not set in stone, but who would be the Hokie you would nominate for the Dudley Award?
Tremaine Edmonds.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's the best football player in the state by far. NFL draft will probably show that.
Okay. All right. I got my answer. We'll debate another day, but I like your option. Three. Ric Flair got his own 30 for 30. Next wrestler to get a 30 for 30 should be?
Based upon my personal experience at the Diamond, Kevin Nash, and we could just do a documentary about that night, and I think it would be watchable based upon what I know. No, he's a great guy. I don't mean to insinuate anything there. Yeah, to be honest with you, I watched that whole thing last night, man. I was disappointed a little bit in it.
Really?
No, not in the story or anything like that. Obviously, they went the portrait of painting it as kind of a sad and depressing anti-family story, which I didn't appreciate. And it just, I don't know, it wasn't very poetic. I didn't feel like it. Just the way that they did it straight off that interview and always going back to the present. I would have liked a different style, I think, in terms of 30-30. I love that series, don't get me wrong. I just wasn't blown away last night.
Over or under 12 beers that Kevin Nash drank that night?
Come on, man. Raise your number.
Beer!
And finally, number four of Laser's Lightning Round.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you give that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie?
What is the latest in John Laser's wedding update of the week?
We didn't accomplish a darn thing this week, Wes, because
attaboy.
It's football-basketball crossover, although Renee is standing a foot away from me right now, shaking her head yes. She's agreeing that we did not accomplish anything. Now, we have started the pre-Cana process, and I think I made some contradictory statements to the priest over the last week. So
don't repeat those.
We'll see where we go from here.
Don't tell me what you told me in a private phone call. Let's just not go there. I don't feel like having...
No, I wasn't going to. I'm just saying, you know, it's session one of four in the books.
John, let's put it this way. In short, what John Laser told me is he's not afraid to debate a priest about Catholicism, and we'll leave it on that. Lays, I'll be listening to you a lot on the radio this weekend. Have a great call, buddy.
Sounds good, bud. Thanks.
That's John Laser at LaysVT on Twitter. John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you each and every week by Cowan Gates, 11-8-30s on staff, and there for you in any case. I did 12 years at Catholic school. Lays is telling me about his pre-Cana conversation with a priest. I'm like, dude, just stop talking. I do not feel like being struck by lightning on the phone. It's John Laser. Every Wednesday at 7:35. Paulie, our current results of our poll question based off the Ric Flair 30 for 30, which I liked because it did have more of a reality tone to it. And I know we look at these guys as superstars and rock stars, but sometimes that's reality. I said there's a whole new industry of 30 for 30s on wrestlers. So I ask, the next wrestler deserving of the 30 for 30, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Andre the Giant, or Sting? What's the current results?
It's gotten closer, but Macho Man's still our leader in the clubhouse, 38%.
Who would you go with?
Hulk Hogan.
I
mean, personally for me, because that's the one that I really... I never had that wrestling phase, as we've talked about, but Hulk Hogan was the one that I... One of those wrestlers that I saw that I knew of mostly growing up.
There's a great documentary done by A&E. I want to say about 10 years ago. I think it was called When Wrestling Went Raw or When Wrestling Went Real. It was like 2 hours. And they did a great job of profiling Andre the Giant. But if I had to have a 30 for 30 based off the Hogan years, the Miss Elizabeth years, the friendship, and then the dissolving friendship with Ultimate Warrior and Lex Luthor, I'm going to have to go Macho Man. I'm with the majority here. Put me down for Macho Man 30 for 30. You can go vote, foxsportsrichmond.com. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer for cbssports.com, next on Fox Sports 910.